Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. If you ever need me, I'm just 5 missed calls and 6 text messages away.
If you ever need me.
If you ever need me. So, yeah. You're it. You're welcome. Yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
All right. Well, you know, I don't sit by my phone.
You don't.
I know lots of people do.
Yes.
But so that's why I am 5 missed calls and 6 text messages away.
I sit on my phone.
Yeah. Right. People go to bed with their phones.
Oh, yeah.
If you're calling me after 8 o'clock, it won't happen till the next morning.
Somebody better be dead or dying.
Well, I've got it on vibrate anyway, and I don't have it with me. So there you go.
Oh, what's that?
That's like our oldest sister. We call and she says, okay, who died?
Yeah.
Because that's when we call.
That's only time.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you got?
Things you say after 50 years old.
After 50 years.
Yes.
Old. Okay.
Number one, where the hell is my phone? So talking
Ouch.
About the
Ouch.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Will you call my phone?
Call my phone.
It won't do any good because it's on silent. All right. Okay. That's just me.
Okay. That's a good one.
Number two. Mm-hmm. How did I get that bruise?
Oh, where did that come from?
It came from just leaning over the table. All right.
And pinched the fat part of my belly.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why we never wore our belts when we shod.
That's right. It pinches.
Because it does.
Yeah. It hurts.
It does. The belt buckle pinches the fat.
Even a tiny one.
Right. Right. Even a small belt buckle.
Yes.
Right. All right. Therefore, the farrier's coin slot.
There you have it.
All right. Number three, that isn't my password either.
What is
what
my
the heck?
Password?
Yeah, so I'm going to start making my password incorrect.
Incorrect.
That's what my new password's going to be. So when the password says
incorrect,
hey, your password is incorrect.
Oh, you're right.
Right. That's right. It is. It's
Let
incorrect.
Me on
okay.
Anyways, yes.
How do you number four? How do you expect to read this small print? Yeah.
Yeah, how many pairs of glasses do I own?
And where are they? Yeah.
Which
brings up number five.
Oh, okay.
Where did I put my glasses?
Where's my dang glasses?
Yeah.
On your forehead.
Yeah, well, right. There you go. Boy, that's embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
Number six, I don't care if it doesn't look fashionable. It's comfortable.
Yeah, well, I'm there.
I could care less what it looks like.
That's right.
Yeah. Number seven, who the heck is calling at 9 o'clock at night?
It's usually Andy.
8 o'clock at night. Uh-huh. Does anyone say please and thank you anymore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Yeah. Number nine, geez, how do you throw your body out of whack just sleeping?
How did this happen?
I got to go see my chiropractor.
Exactly.
All right.
I got to go see Andy.
Number 10, the scale. This scale can't be right.
It's wrong. It
cannot be right.
Yeah. My wife shrinks my clothes.
Number 11, what the heck is wrong with people nowadays?
What the heck?
What is wrong with these young people?
These
hooligans.
Yeah.
And number 12, my favorite.
Your favorite?
The last.
The last.
What did I come in here for?
Or the hereafter.
The hereafter. What am I hereafter?
Right
am
I
Right,
hereafter.
Yes. Hey, got a great show coming at us this week. Jill Jones and the Lone Star Corral are riding along with us. Andy Hedges, D.W. Grothy, Don Edwards, Susie Bogus. But let's start with Joe Merrick, shall
Why
we?
Not?
Our theme song. Yeah, Eat Too Much.
gonna do this, I'm gonna buy that. And I looked at him and caught my hat and said, it sounds to me like you plumb eat up with greed. Well, he jumped on me with all 4 feet and said, I must be suffering from the heat. Think that what he wanted was out of line. And since he told me his hopes and told me his dream, it was only fair to him, it seems, that I should have to try and tell him mine. So I thought it over a minute or two, which is something I don't usually do, but he kinda had me backed up against the wall. And I turned it over in my mind to see if maybe I could find a couple of things I was craving most of all. Young horses, torment a few old cows, teach my dogs some new bad habits and eat too much. Wanna sit around and play my guitar, rub something just for fun, drive me a brand new pickup and eat too much. My hand, and he said, you are a lucky man. From where I stand, I'd say your dreams come true. So I asked him what the heck he was talking about, and he said he had me figured out. I was already doing everything I wanted to do. He said, you aggravate these good young horses, torment these poor old cows. Your dog already ain't worth killing. Play that guitar, rope everything that runs, drive the boss's brand new pickup and eat too much. Well, the truth was kinda hard to take, but bless my soul, for goodness sake, I guess I've been a rich man all along. Cause it never took much to entertain me. On second thought, it's plain to see I must have landed right where I belong. To aggravate these good young horses, torment these poor old cows, my dog taught me some new bad habits and I eat too much. To sit around and play my guitar, rope everything that runs, drive the boss's brand new pickup and eat too much.
I eat too much. Yep, that is. That's the Cal Radio theme song.
I eat too much.
Yeah, that's right. Good stuff from Joe Mary. Great way to start out Cal Radio.
Yeah.
And we're eating a little crow.
Apropos.
That's right.
Apropos.
Eating a little crow. There was a couple different ways we could go with this.
Literally.
I went with eating.
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 Crow.
Crow.
Right. That's why I didn't go with I made a mistake and now I'm eating crow.
Now I'm going to eat this crow.
I'm eating crow.
You know, there was a TV show.
Yeah.
One of the shows they showed us was this guy picking up a dead crow on the side of the road, and he took it home and made the gumbo out of it.
Oh, nice.
I don't know.
No. Well, Wyoming has made it legal to pick up roadkill now.
They have,
take it home and eat it. I understand. I mean, that's a good idea if it's not ruined.
Right? Why not? Yeah.
But man, everything I've ever hit, there's not
much. Yeah, you don't.
Yeah. No, everything's bloodshot.
Yeah, talk about roadkill burger.
Yeah. Well, it reminded me of a crow I saw that was so hungry.
Yeah.
He was trying to eat a dead skunk.
Upwind.
And I sat and watched him for a while, and it was really entertaining.
I bet.
He'd hop, 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 peck, peck, turn his beak and hop away.
He was hungry.
Very hungry. And then hop, 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 come a peck, peck, and then run away again. That is one hungry crow.
That is, absolutely. You know, and every now and then you get some of them ravens out there in the desert that just kind of follow a truck around, right?
Right.
Some of them old boys out there feed them old ravens and
throw them a chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I threw out a tomato.
Uh-huh.
Ravens don't like tomatoes.
They don't care for the tomato?
They don't care for tomatoes.
Well, it's a nightshade, and they're poisonous. Don't you know you're not supposed to eat tomatoes?
Well, it was one of them little grape tomatoes, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He came hopping up, and I looked out the window, and he's going, you got something for me?
Yeah, yeah.
So I threw him out a grape tomato, and he didn't care for it.
Did he look up at you and say, really?
Well, he scooped it up and flew off.
Yeah.
And then came back and dropped the tomato back where I set it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is not good.
It's like, dude, really?
Try again.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You're killing me, Smalls.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. Yes. Well, we have tried rattlesnake.
You have?
It doesn't taste like chicken.
No.
Okay? I know. Everybody says it tastes like chicken, and there's not a lot of meat on
them. I was just going to say, the snakes we ate, there's about a quarter inch strip.
Yes, exactly.
For about a foot.
Yeah, and that's about it.
That's worth eating.
And there you go. That's it. I don't even remember if it tasted good or not. We were on a camping trip, but anyway. But we've eaten it.
Yes, we have.
Right.
Yes, we have.
We need to ditch out to a commercial now. And when we come back, Susie Bogus is going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.